Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It is not just Friday. It's follow-up Friday when we follow up on things that came up briefly during the week and dig a little deeper. And earlier this week, we talked to two food writers, people who try to economize, could start cooking more and eating out less was the point of that segment. And I'm joined now by Parsley Cresswell, author of the just-published Upper East Side Cookbook, a cookbook specifically for her neighbors who have had to reintroduce themselves to their kitchens. Welcome to the Brian Lehrer Show, Parsley Cresswell.
Thank you, Brian. Well, as Governor Patterson said, we are all living beyond our means, and we have to cut back.
And according to your website, your favorite thing to make is reservations.
Yes, that's right. And I'm trying to go to local restaurants still because they are hurting now, and small businesses, rather than rushing off to buy food at a bigger place.
Do you think people who cook feel out of place on the Upper East Side?
I think people are probably cooking more now and entertaining a little less, but it's still an entertaining hotspot here.
The first recipe in your Upper East Side cookbook is for wild mushroom tart made with mushrooms foraged in Central Park. Now, that's one way to economize, but you better be careful.
That's right, yes. You have to eat the mushrooms that are growing on a tree rather than growing on the ground. And
That's a sure mark of safety, mushrooms growing on a tree?
No, I think you have to work at it a little harder and, you know, discover which ones. Oyster mushrooms, you know, they're very expensive in a shop, but they do grow in Central Park all the time, as well as berries. Everybody's eaten mulberries in the spring. I don't think it's really a great alternative, though, to forage in Central Park. I think you have to learn to cook. Do you cook, Brian?
I cook sometimes. My wife cooks more.
Uh-huh. What do you like to cook?
Oh, yeah, Italian things sometimes, this and that. Leftovers. I'm good at leftovers. What else does Central Park offer?
What else does Central Park offer?
Uh-huh.
Raspberries, strawberries, ginkgo nuts, and they're a little hard to deal with, but rewarding if you get them, you know, just the right week in November. A lot of women from Chinatown are there picking up the ginkgo nuts, and I tried that this year. It was delicious.
We should probably reveal that Parsley Cresswell, great name that it is your alter ego. Your
That's
real name
right.
is Linda Oley.
Yes.
You both live on the Upper East Side.
I have lived on the Upper East Side for a long time, and I love it here. I hope I can stay. It's a neighborhood that never changes, but I think there will be changes now. And I hope the artists and writers will be able to hang on here.
How is Parsley different from Linda?
I don't wear fur. I don't wear Prada. I probably buy most of my clothes in thrift shops on 3rd Avenue.
That's Parsley speaking?
No, that's Linda speaking. She wears Prada, and I sort of think of her wearing Prada, standing in a dumpster outside Food Emporium, scavenging for food, and I think there, but for the grace of God, go I, and also I hope it never comes to that. So she's sort of a cautionary tale. And I thought of her after reading George Orwell's Down and Out in Paris and London. I thought, you know, life on the Upper East Side is sort of like that, too. Orwell was a busboy in a restaurant in Paris. I'm a poorly paid copy editor at magazines that sell dresses that are expensive as cars that I could never afford. So I created Parsley, and I put recipes in because everybody's cooking now.
So then what about entertaining this holiday season? Does Parsley do a lot of entertaining, or does she just scam invites to openings?
Both. But I think if I were to have a party, I'd probably cut to the chase and have a couple of main dishes rather than appetizers that cost more money. I would have a very good bread, great music. I think that's important. Jazz or Brazilian music. Even if I'm just with my family, I think it's important to have music in the background. Smoking in one room, accommodate the smokers. And most important, a sort of anything goes atmosphere. And this doesn't mean drinking a lot, but just having a loose atmosphere where everybody has as much fun as they possibly can.
The party of your dreams.
That's right.
By the way, someone called to say you need a permit to forage in Central Park. Do you know if that's true? Do you know?
I never heard that.
It may not be true, but somebody called to say
it
that.
It could be. It could be true, yes. Like you can't, you know, have a little funeral and dump ashes in Central Park. That's illegal, but people do it on the sly.
Right. Well, we'll check on that, but I guess who's going to stop you from picking a mushroom off a tree, right?
That's right.
Parsley Cresswell, a.k.a. Linda Oley, author of the just-published Upper East Side Cookbook. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in just a minute, Bob Frick from Kiplinger's on how to avoid recession scams that might prey on the Parsley Cresswells of the world and others who are financially vulnerable. Stay with us.